frost is going to be a big feature across much of the eastern and central parts of the continent as this high-pressure system becomes the dominant feature through the weekend. Still going to bring some onshore winds, though, along parts of the New South Wales coast. Now, that means the potential of some isolated coastal showers. Similar scenario through the far southeast coast of Queensland and the northeastern tropics. But the wettest and most widespread wet weather will be in Western Australia. So for Queensland, mostly dry and sunny day. Some isolated frost through the southern and central inland. Late showers about the far southeast coast and a few showers in the northeastern tropics. For New South Wales, the bulk of the showers are going to be between about Foster through to just south of Wollongong. Most of those falls, though, will be just very coastal. Elsewhere, probably generally dry day. Through Victoria, mostly dry and sunny. Frost anywhere north of the ranges and into Gippsland. We could even see one or two around the suburbs of Melbourne. We've also got a very frosty start to the day in Tasmania. A few showers about the west and far south coast, though, but they'll all be light and isolated. South Australia also looking at frost anywhere through the eastern districts, potentially up through some of the northern areas as well, but it should be generally dry. But a different story through Western Australia. Anywhere through the southern half, looking at the potential of some showers and some thundery rain developing about the central west later in the day. Fire weather warnings for the Darwin and Adelaide region, and it will be a dry day.